records and they're all scratched.
Sound just like a record on a phonograph.
Today on The Vinyl Experience, the sudden death on Thursday of Chris Cornell has brought us once again into retrospective mode, looking back, taking stock, reviewing a career, a life, a contribution to the greater body of music, and some interesting interactions with some of the music around Soundgarden and Audioslave and Cornell as a solo artist in the environment of vinyl records and our culture of rock and roll. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience. For the hour, for Chris Cornell.
Yes, I understand that every life must end, As we sit alone, I know someday we must go. Oh, I'm a lucky man to count on both hands the ones I love. Some folks just have one, yeah, others they got none. Stay with me. Let's just breathe. Practiced all my sins, never gonna let me win. Under everything, just another human being. Yeah, I don't wanna hurt. There's so much in this world to make me bleed. Stay with me, oh, all I see. Did I say that I need you? Did I say that I want you? Or if I didn't, I'm a fool. No one knows this more than me. As I come clean, I wonder every day as I look upon your face. Everything you gave and nothing you would take. Nothing you would take. Everything you. Did I say that I need you? Oh, did I say that I want you? Oh, if I did, I'm a fool, you see. No one knows this more than me. And I come cleaner. Nothing you would take, everything you gave. Hold me till I die, meet you on the other side.
Where the bad folks go when they die? Thank you. Thanks for coming. Thank you.
If the sun refused to shine, I would still be loving you. If mountains crumble to the sea, there would still be you and me. Come, woman, I'll give you my heart. Kind of woman, nothing more. Little drops of rain, whispers of the pain, tears and love lost in the days gone by. Our love is strong, with you there is no. Inspiration is what you are to me. Inspiration, look and see. And so today, my world, it smiles. Your hand in mine, we walk a mile. Thanks to you, this will be done. 'Cause it's you to me, you're the only one. Happiness. The sun refused to shine, I would still be loving you. If mountains crumble to the sea, there would still be you and me.
Thank you very much. Really, I appreciate it. I can't wait to come back and play a proper concert here. You guys have been great. Thank you.
A voice that could convey agony and ecstasy in equal measure. Chris Cornell, remembered on today's Vinyl Experience. Led Zeppelin was certainly an influence. Worth noting that the very last encore in the very last show that Chris did on Wednesday night with Soundgarden was a cover of Led Zeppelin's In My Time of Dying. Kind words from Jimmy Page about the loss of Chris Cornell and clearly a musical connection between the bombast of Soundgarden. Once they refined their sound, when they got out of their kind of punk or heavy metal roots and really came into their own with the record called The Super Unknown, which was as much of a benchmark in the 90s as an album like Who's Next was in the early 70s. Before that, it was Nirvana and Lake of Fire, and a song that sort of stares into the abyss and considers mortality from the warrior who fell first, Kurt Cobain. There's an intimate connection between Soundgarden and Pearl Jam in the whole family tree of the Seattle world, and going back to Temple of the Dog, and I thought it was appropriate to begin not only thematically with the Pearl Jam song Just Breathe, but to give Pearl Jam a couple of slots in this hour-long tribute to Chris Cornell to express some feelings associated with the sudden loss of the powerful lead singer of Soundgarden and later Audioslave, with the multi-octave vocal range, with the movie star good looks that would have made him a rival for Ronald Coleman in the golden age of Hollywood if he had been born in another time, and certainly a very refined tenor singer. But he was born in our time, and rock and roll was the gas in his tank. And when he figured out how to be as good as his heroes, he wrote a number of songs, this one in particular, which stands shoulder to shoulder with the classic rock standards.
Won't you come? Won't you come? till you all just disappear. Black hole sun, won't you come wash away the rain? Black hole sun, won't you come, won't you come? Black hole sun, won't you come
right.
final experience for Chris Cornell for the hour today, and another one of his Seattle contemporaries, another fallen angel of this musical world, Layne Staley, with Alice in Chains and Heaven Beside You and Soundgarden's own classic Black Hole Sun from the world-beating album of 1994, The Super Unknown.
Staggering on down the street, footprints crusted bread. And the wind whispers clearly. A broom is drearily sweeping up the broken pieces of yesterday's life. Somewhere a queen is weeping. Somewhere a king has no wife. And the wind, it cries very.
First of a few fallen angels from classic rock's first generation, Jimi Hendrix and The Wind Cries Mary. Remembering Chris Cornell on The Vinyl Experience, another dip into the essential 90s LP record, The Super Unknown, fell on black days, an odd epitaph in an amazing career.
Now I'm consciousness. I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss, another kiss. The days are bright and filled with pain. Enclose me in your gentle rain. The time you ran was too insane. We'll meet again, we'll meet again.
Not often cited as a Soundgarden influence, but I think that there is a line of descendancy from Chris Cornell going all the way back, a kind of a royal bloodline of rock frontmen going directly to Jim Morrison, and a certain psychedelic aspect to some of Soundgarden's music that very much connects with the Doors, who were as revolutionary in their day, who broke down barriers and pushed the limits of sound as far as they could be taken, given the technology and the sensibilities of their own time. Remembering Chris Cornell on the Vinyl Experience, spun from the original LPs in a CD age. Worth noting that the Seattle scene was an early adopter of the back to vinyl movement.
I count the moon today. on the streets looking good. And baby, deep down in your heart, I guess you know that it ain't right.
Oh,
Song of Yearning by Pearl Jam, contemporaries of Chris Cornell, a shared legacy with Temple of the Dog, a lot of cross-pollination in the Seattle music scene, and now Last Men Standing from the original groups of that time. Before that, Janis Joplin, another fallen angel of the first great age of rock and roll, someone who sang as high as Chris did. Maybe Chris even sang a little higher, but I think the spirit came from the same place too. You can hear it in those great songs. And the juxtaposing of these eras and these fallen angels of our music, I think, underscores the fragility of fame and the time that they had to make their mark and do their thing. I want to give Chris the last word with something unusual. He could sing anything, and there are many clips, especially on YouTube, of him doing covers of the whole jukebox of the first half of the rock and roll years, all the music that he grew up with, because this is a guy who passed away at the age of 52. So the classic rock era was what he grew up with. He made the next era of classic rock and roll. We can really look back on it now, 20 years later, as being exactly that, 25 even. But here is Chris Cornell displaying his vocal gifts and his ability to get to the heart of any song from any source.
Tis thou can save me.
And that's the Vinyl Experience. Catch up with past shows in the archives at prn.fm and welcome the Vinyl Experience back to rtds.ca. There's a Vinyl Experience station playing 24/7 on iHeartRadio, and you can follow the Vinyl Experience Facebook fan page and my exploits on Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcante.